To Turkey now, which is facing one of the biggest influxes of refugees from Syria since the war there began more than 3 years ago. Civilians are fleeing fierce clashes between Kurdish forces and Islamic State militants. The United Nations says at least 70,000 people crossed the border over the weekend, and it's appealing for international help, with Turkey already hosting more than 1 million Syrian refugees. Barney Porter has the latest.
Islamic State militants have seized more than 60 villages around the frontier town of Kobani since they launched an offensive a week ago, pushing the conflict to the Turkish-Syrian border. The refugees say the militants are executing people of all ages in the areas they've seized to create a climate of fear and obedience. After initially turning people back, Turkish authorities opened parts of the border last Friday to allow civilians, mostly women, children and the elderly, to cross to safety. But the trickle soon became a flood.
Islamic State fighters are killing us and beheading people. They take our girls and sell them. I will stay in this spot until I can go back to my city.
My husband is ill and my children are small. They are thirsty and hungry. We're in a really bad situation. We fled from brutality. This is not a life we have now. And where should we go? It's been 3 days we have been waiting.
Dogan Eskenat is with Turkey's Disaster Management Agency.
Once they get here, we check their health. We want to make sure that they're healthy. If they need immediate medical attention, we transfer them with ambulances to nearby hospitals. And if not, they stay here and then we provide emergency food and water supplies.
The UN's refugee agency says around 70,000 Syrians have crossed into Turkey in the past 24 hours. But the total figure over the week may be closer to 100,000. Turkey is already hosting 1.3 million Syrian refugees, and local officials say they're preparing for the arrival of hundreds of thousands more. Carol Batchelor is the UNHCR's representative in Turkey. She's told Al Jazeera much more needs to be done to help all the countries hosting Syrian refugees.
Both UNHCR and other sister agencies, the World Food Programme, UNICEF, World Health Organization, there's so many needs. We would be able to do much more to support the refugees.
Ms. Batchelor says the UNHCR has received less than a quarter of an estimated $500 million it's asked for to tackle the regional refugee problem.
It's an international responsibility. It's a commitment for all of us. These are 80% women, children, disabled, elderly, who need our help. We need to be able to say to the Syrian people and to the host communities who've been helping them for 3.5 years that we are here, they have solidarity, and their humanitarian life-saving needs will be met.
But there's another issue. The huge influx has also inflamed tensions within Turkey. Security forces have used tear gas and water cannon to disperse hundreds of local Kurds demonstrating in support of the refugees, while Kurdish commanders have urged the Turkish Kurds to join the fight against IS militants. Dalil Boras is a 19-year-old Kurdish militant who's been fighting the Islamic State group in Syria. He escorted his relatives over to the border into Turkey yesterday and now wants to rejoin the fight. He says if Turkish border guards try to stop him, he'll bribe them.
I've brought my family here to put them in a secure place. Now I want to go back to fight against ISIS and liberate the territories that have been captured by ISIS. They are our lands.
The Turkish security forces have since closed most of the 8 crossing points in the area, including one used by Kurdish fighters heading into Syria. And there's one more development from the weekend. Dozens of Turkish hostages held by IS militants in neighbouring Iraq were freed after more than 3 months in captivity. Among the 46 were Turkey's consul general, diplomats' children and special forces soldiers. They were seized in the northern Iraqi city of Mosul in early June during a lightning advance by the Sunni insurgents. Turkey says they were freed as a result of negotiations and no ransom had been paid. Turkey is a member of NATO and is a key regional ally of the US. Thus far, it's been reluctant to take part in combat operations against IS militants or allow the US-led coalition to use its air bases for strikes against the jihadists, citing concerns over the hostages. The Turkish president has signalled he may now reconsider his position.
Barney Porter.